You are listening to The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. So is our tradition. We get to talk to one of us who's doing something that is very, very worthwhile, or should we say something that is making an impact in the community. And tonight I've got a lady who's doing a phenomenal job, and she's got a very, very unique business, if I can say that. So in case you're wondering who I'm talking about, the lady Guguletu Sfelani, better known as Gugu in, the normal circles. Okay, so let me take this opportunity to welcome her to the show. Gugu, welcome to the Weekend Chapter.
Thank you so much for having me, Marvin.
Wow, I am humbled to have you on the show. And like I've been telling the listeners right now, you are one lady who's doing a phenomenal job, and you've got a very, very unique line of business that you are currently undertaking. And but one thing is for certain, let's go back to the basics. Go back to the start. Who's this lady, Gugu, who's doing this business, and what is she all about, and what's this business that she's into? If you can just fill us in, and I'm sure the listeners would love to know about you.
Okay, Guguletu Sfelani is my name, as you've said already, 31 years of age, and originally born and bred in the city of Progress. That means I already come with some progress in my life. I'm the CEO and founder of a thriving business, Cityrun, which is now Cityrun Group of Companies. So, yeah, it all came after I realized how people can be so busy and people need an extra hand, an extra helping hand here and there. So I saw a gap. I saw a chance for me to jump into those services and help people out. Basically, that's what Cityrun is all about.
Helping people out. Indeed, I guess if you stay in a city like Harare, you probably understand that, you know what, things can get really hectic, and sometimes the time to run errands can be a bit of a problem. But now there you are. I guess this is typical of someone seeing a problem and then offering a solution. Huh? I'm just thinking as I'm talking to you right now.
Yes, exactly. So basically, I love people. I love happiness. I never want to see people bothered. And this business came at a point when I strongly believed that I was born to be a solution. I was born to make people happy. I was born to make things easy. I was born to stretch my heart, my patience, and to probably give people the best version of myself.
Okay, now that's beautiful. That's well put right there, Gugu. So, of course, with this big heart of yours, you love helping people. You love, making yourself useful. But however, coming up with something like this doesn't, just flow. It doesn't come without challenges. So you wonder, what kind of challenges did you face when you were starting out this particular business?
Yeah. This business came with a lot of challenges, if I may say. I'll try to highlight one or two. The first problem was probably the society on its own. We come from a community where people are made to work. People are not allowed to rest. And they're always on their toes, so much that you have to run from one end to another. And they don't really believe that you can pay for a service like being helped. So you would find that a woman who just gave birth wants to go to work. They have other children. They want to do school run, all that. And our community does not really believe kuti mukadzi, umfazi can be helped, need an extra help, or even a man. It is just believed that we are supposed to work 24/7. It really took a while for people to really understand that, yeah, sometimes you need to rest and someone does it on your behalf. And the other problem that I faced, services, they are not like products. product, it can be seen that you are selling, you are selling chicken there, you're selling this and that. It can be seen, people can check the quality. But men with services is different. It's different, and most of the times you work with references. So the first thing, the first client who comes to you, you have to make sure that they are happy so that they become your, they have to refer you to the next person. So services, particularly the Iran services, they come with a lot of references. So I had to spend the whole year, the first year, working very hard for people to know me, and I had to sometimes do things for free, so that people understand what Citiran is all about.
Wow. Wow. Now that's quite something. That's quite something. But I guess, like they say, you know, the first step is always the hardest. And, you know, gaining people's trust is something that doesn't come cheap. I guess sometimes you're going to have to do a lot of sacrifices. And I guess maybe that's exactly what you ended up doing right there during your early days.
Yes, I had to be consistent, and I really had to fight my, I had to fight my way through for people to start trusting me and believing me. You know, some Irans, they come with people giving you lots of money. Can you take money from this place to that place? Can you do this? Can you fix some documents? It was a whole lot, but I had to put myself together and look at the future and say, no, I want this business to grow. I want it to go further, and I really need to build some trust in these people.
Wow. Now that's amazing. That is amazing right there. So of course, you being this girl growing up with a good heart of wanting to help, can we exactly say that this is, you pictured something like this, doing your, you know, yourself doing something like this exactly? Or maybe you had something a little different in mind when you were probably growing up, or when you wanted to initially venture into business. Was this like the exact thing that you've always wanted to do?
Apparently, Midland State University accepted me for insurance and risk management. I did that, but definitely that's not what I wanted. I never even looked for a job afterwards. But all I can say is Citiran is not an idea, but it's actually a lifestyle to me. It's something that I think I was just born to be. I've always wanted to see people happy. You know, when I started, it only started probably as a gift business. I actually did gifts for a while. And then I realized, no, it goes beyond. It goes beyond other than just giving someone a gift, and that's it. What else do they need? What else do they want? What's keeping them? What's making them sad? What's making them cry? You know, sometimes I even just enjoy listening to people. At some point, I even think I should have done maybe psychology or something, but I was a commercial student. So now with life and what happens with life, just seeing people down, just seeing people confused and all. I've always seen and believed that I should solve problems. I'm a solution. That's all I can say.
A solution indeed. So I guess to you, this is personal. This is more than just a business. This is something that is coming from your heart, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Now that's amazing. That's amazing. I think not many business people have got such a heart, or should we say go that personal when it comes to business. So this is pretty unique. In case you're wondering who I'm talking to, this lady, Guguletu Sfelani. Okay, I was about to butcher her surname right there. Guguletu Sfelani, she's doing some wonderful job. She's running a business called Citiran. And I must say, Gugu, your business is offering what we can call a unique mix of errand services, you know, guest hosting, real estate management, even document procurement. And you did talk about money. I don't know which category we can put that in. But now, I wonder, how did you end up now with having such a diverse, you know, lineup of services?
I think this line of services came from inquiries. Every time when I thought, okay, I'm doing this and that, someone would just come and inquire something that is, you know, that I never thought about. You know, I'm busy there trying to get people made. I'm busy there trying to find some lost documents. Then somebody just comes and says, you know what? The people have been, their relatives have been looking or keeping my property and what have you. They're just not doing the right job. Can you please do that for me? So as the inquiries were coming day by day, my line and my services, they were also changing and they were also diverting bit by bit until I could sit down and say, okay, most people are asking for grocery deliveries. Most people are asking for document procurement. Most people are asking for this and that. And yeah, that's how I came up with that line of services. Actually, inquiries are still coming in even up to today. So you'd find that if you follow my pages, here and there, I'll be introducing something new so that people can know that I can go that far and I can do different things. As long as you can't do a certain thing at a particular time because you're busy, because you're far, because you need to rest, I can do that thing. I can fit that gap. I can be in your shoes.
Wow. Now that's quite something. And of course, I'm eager to know. So which to you is the most sought after service that people are requesting the most?
You know, I found myself being an event planner from Norway. And of late, I've been coordinating and managing events so much that at one point I even thought, why would God let me go all the way, starting with looking for maids, starting with washing and ironing, when he just knew that he wanted to take me straight to events. So people have been requesting a lot that I coordinate their events, because I'm one that person who pays attention to details a lot. Like I said, I really want to see people happy. So if somebody puts me there on their wedding and says, I want this done, I don't want that done, I pay attention to that. You know, let me give you an example, a funny example. You know, there are these different superstitions and what have you, that they are so difficult for you to tell your relatives, especially on the wedding. So some bride comes and says, your errand on my wedding is just to make sure that people don't tamper around that knife, cake cutting knife, because of ADHD, I believe people will bewitch you and what have you. Then number two, I don't want people will be putting their Zambias just before me, for me to step because I had ABCD. Trust me, no one ever touched that knife. I was holding the knife from the time the wedding started to the moment they cut the cake. And until I had to take the knife away and I gave the bride herself a few days after the wedding, because I had been tasked to do that.
Wow.
So that's how far I can go. And so people might take it lightly, but it's the small things that I do that actually make people happy. So events and coordinating events, it has been my thing. It's been my thing. And I see inquiries are coming up, references are going up and about, and it's now something that I really now love to do. And I'm even working on planning and recreating my own events. It seems like people are really loving it.
Wow. Now this is something else. And now, hey, okay, so as you were just talking about that Mazambia issue, and I'm thinking, man, what is it really that would happen with that whole, was people traditionally do that? You know, I might be going a little off script, but I'm just curious. What's the story behind that whole people putting, those Mazambias? But, and I'm thinking maybe they might even talk about the Bible where Christ was entering Jerusalem and people were putting, all kind of stuff on the way, you know, for the donkey to step on. So I'm thinking, what's the superstition behind that? I'm just curious, to be honest.
You know, like this particular person was actually saying, I might not give birth. People will come with their different mshongas, mutis from Kumusha, what. You know, all those the superstitions. But to me, I wasn't bothered. I wasn't worried because I don't really believe in these things. And I'm just there to do the job. Ukanzi, just make sure people don't put this. Just make sure people don't touch the knife. That's an easy task for me. But if it means a lot to someone, then I'll go out of my way.
You are one strong girl, if I can say that, because I'm picturing a situation whereby someone is at a wedding, right? And you know those enthusiastic aunts who are happy, they want to spread their Zambias, they want to do this, they want to do it. And then there you are, you're standing there and you're telling them no. Oh, now that requires someone with a lot of strength.
Yes, it does. Trust me, it does. It was a lot for me, but well, I had to do it.
Okay, now that's pretty unique. Now that's unique. And I'm thinking, for you to be able to do this, maybe I'm thinking this has to do with your faith. You know, like, of course, being a Christian entrepreneur in such a very, very unique line of business. Now, how has your faith influenced, you know, the way you run your business?
One thing that I can say openly and proudly is I am blessed to have been born in Adventist. You know, we stick to the Bible, and I can safely say one of the best things that my parents and relatives did was also to take me to an Adventist school. I was by Lower Golo Mission for my high school, and also their pastors in my family. You know, there are some things that I just do easily, you know, like I don't have to force it. I don't have to think twice. Like the principles are just right there. I'm not scared of certain things, naturally, because I've been trained enough by an Adventist school. You know, these Adventist schools, they can have an effort 2 weeks and a week of prayer for 3 weeks, and it's like it's five good weeks going to church, nonstop. And either you want to listen or you don't want to listen. It would, by the time you get to upper six, it will be installed. It's like the hard drive. You have everything right there. Like, you don't have to start learning these things when you're already grown up. So to me, I can safely say the pastoral background, the Adventist background has been enough for me to run this business. You know, let's talk even about the Sabbath. I help people. I make people happy, but definitely not on the Sabbath. 6 days I labor, as the Bible says, but the Sabbath is for me to rest, to reboot, to restart, and have a clear sight of what's ahead of me, and also appreciating what was in the previous week. So all I can say is I'm blessed to be an Adventist.
Wow. Now that's something. Now that's something right there. And this is a faith that is rooted, you know, from, let me say, since childhood. And then there you are, and you are walking that path that you've been taught by your seniors. So then here's the thing. So do you have like a particular set of principles? Of course, you've just spoken about your strict adherence to the Sabbath. But is there sort of like a word that you live by? Is there a verse that you live by, or a set of rules that you can say, no, these ones I just live by them? That help you to carry you through as you are guiding, as they guide you in your business and the decisions that you make in that business.
Yes, you know, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, and Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, they talk about that whatever we do, we should do it wholeheartedly. And we should do it as if we are doing it for God directly, not for men only. It always makes me realize the duty that I have on earth, that it's so big, bigger than I think. And I have to serve men. And I have to do it wholeheartedly. Whatever comes my way, I have to keep going. I have to keep doing his work. I have to keep making people happy. I have to. That whatever I do points to heaven. So, City Run in myself, it's all about working hard and striving to make things better, being the best solution each and every day, being guided by those two verses.
Now, that's strong right there. That is very, very strong. And glad to hear that, you know, the Bible is more like your anchor in each and everything that you're doing. But however, you know, with any line of business, with pretty much anything that you set your eyes on, you know, there are some times where your faith can be tested. Do you have such moments in this business that you feel like, at this particular moment, you know, my faith was tested to the core?
Okay, there are so many times when my faith has been tested in this business. And it is when I really needed money. When the business was just starting, I had so many offers, but they were going against my faith. Let's talk about the Sabbath on its own. Business is very high on the Sabbath. There are so many offers that come Friday evening, and people are asking you to do A, B, C, D things on the Sabbath. And to be very honest, at some point I would get tempted, do one or two things, but I would never see where the money went. Instead, I would get in town, do the errand, and the next thing, I don't have money. I bought data, I bought food, and I'm going back home with $1 or $2. That's just how it was. And then let's talk about how so many people in Zimbabwe are so used to illegal deals. You know, so many people are just used to not doing things straight. And let's talk about document procurement. You know, every time I would post that I do document procurement, serious offers would just come. You know, somebody would just say, I lost this and that. I need this and that done. I'm offering you $200. The other one comes. My child doesn't have a birth certificate, doesn't even have a birth record, and whatever, and whatever. And I don't want to lie. My faith was tested so much that at one point I sat down with myself and said, but what am I doing? And why am I doing this? Because I'm now always in debt trying to pay back people their monies because something failed along the way. I remember there was this guy in Chitunguza who came to me and said, I can do ABCD things for you. And I was like, okay, cool. And somebody paid for that document. He just took the money and disappeared. Oh my God, I was about to be written all over social media and what have you. And at that point, I took myself to a corner and said, but look, why are you even doing this? Why? Like, you are now always in debt because of a business that you started. And probably people were miscutting and misunderstanding the document procurement of it. But whereas there were actually some that were straight, like, you know, when someone is sending their forms from overseas and they want to renew their passport, they can actually write an affidavit to say, okay, I'm asking City Run, and they put my name in brackets, ID number, what, to submit and collect. That's so clean, hey? That's okay. But I was always all over and I was always in danger, running up and about. And my faith was really tested then. Until I accepted on my own. And come to think of it, that was the only errand from my list that was giving me headaches. Always. So, I learned the hard way, which I can safely say that was a good thing. Those that know me, they now know no matter how much they try to reach me out to say, we want this document, I tell them, my faith does not allow me to do that. But I can best help you. You know how the devil turns and tosses us around. It's actually cheaper going straight. Just waking up and going to Makombe. and do your thing is way, way cheaper than having 3-4 people squandering your money, you know. But people would never really know that, because we are probably just a group, a bunch of people that are used to doing things illegally so much that sometimes we think, ah, it's easy when there's money. But that's not the case. That's not the case. So that Iran particularly really taught me a lot. And my faith was a bit shaken. My faith was a bit shaken. But I praise God that I was able to come back, to restart, to reboot, to rethink, and to put my house in order.
Wow. Now that's amazing. Now that's amazing right there. I guess we all learn from our mistakes, and I think that's a good thing. They say that it's not a mistake to make a mistake, but it is foolishness to make the same mistake twice or to continuously make the same mistake. And it's good that you learned from the hiccups that you were having, and then you realize, you know what, some things you just gotta let go. Okay.
Yes, that's very true.
Wow, amazing. So let's talk about the future now, as we're about to conclude. Gugu, what's the future for you as far as City Run is concerned? Are you looking to expand? Are you looking to do other services? What do you?
The future is in my hands, if I may say. And when I introduce myself, I actually say it's now City Run Group of Companies. I never saw this coming. When I started, it started off as an Iran company. And the Irans, bit by bit, separately, they started growing into different sectors, just like we have First Mutual Life, First Mutual this and that, you know, same as City Run, it's coming to that. So we now have City Events, it's registered. We now have City Ink and Press. So I can safely say already it's growing, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for me. Because each Iran is growing bigger than I thought, bigger than I ever imagined. And the journey is so exciting. You know, one exciting thing about City Run is it's already international. It's already international. Most of my clients are coming from, I get all the Chinese numbers, trying to reach out, they want this and that done. So you know what, every time I see someone at the airport and they are leaving and they're standing on that departure sign, I get so excited because they're my potential client. So I can't wait for all of you to leave the country so that my business can grow. Because yeah, I'll be serving all of you. You need me to check on your parents. You need me to take your parents for health checkups. You need me to do grocery shoppings for your parents. You need me to plan events in absentia. You want to do your Rora. You want to have your wedding. You only have a few weeks to do that. When you come to Zim, I'm your girl. You want to open a company. You need someone to look over your project. I am your to-go person. So I can safely say we are already growing. We are already growing. And each and every day, we get to be recognized. We get to be recognized by different people. And I am happy to say the Adventist SID Media, you actually reached out. That means there's some sort of growth. And I appreciate that. And I'm actually counting it on my list. Okay. They reached out to me. So yeah, we're getting somewhere.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. And well, here at AWS SID Media, we are always coming here to make sure that we promote some of our own and make sure that they are also ahead. And that's the platform for you. If you're an Adventist doing something, make sure that you come here and we talk about it. So Gugu, now is, I'm about to let you go. What is the advice you'd like to give to other people, wannabe business women out there who are thinking of something, but they're a little hesitant, maybe, you know, they want to start their own thing as well, just like you are doing. So what would you advise those type of people?
What I can say is it's not an overnight journey. Citroen is now heading towards its fourth year. This is the best. And trust me, it's not an overnight journey. Be consistent and be too good to be ignored. Do what you have to do. Actually, look, all I can say is you have to master your craft until the world can't look away. Instead of chasing attention and opportunities, focus on developing your skill and craft. And make sure that it's so exceptional that people have no choice but to notice you. Work so hard for your brand and just be too good to be ignored. You know the reason why we can't ignore Kevin, the wedding planner? It's because he has worked for this. He is consistent and he has mastered his craft so much that we cannot ignore it. So my advice today to those who are coming up and those who are already in business is, guys, this is not an overnight journey. Let's be consistent. Let's continue to push. Let's not chase attention. You know, sometimes when people give you attention, you just started your business, it looks like it's blooming and you get a bit of attention, you might actually get lost. But instead of getting so comfortable with attention and the few opportunities that you've just had, focus on developing your skill and your craft and make it so exceptional and people will not forget you. You'll definitely leave a good mark. They'll always remember you where they go. Definitely.
Wow. Now that's amazing. That's amazing. Be too good to be ignored. Now that's some beautiful words right there coming through from Miss Guguletus Felani. She is the founder of Citroen, an event. In fact, it's an event. It's now an events company. It's branching into that, but mainly she's talking about services. She's it's a services company that is doing some beautiful, beautiful work, and it's coming in handy. So for all you in the diaspora, well, like she said, she is your girl. So let me take this opportunity to thank Ms. Gugu for coming through to the Weekend Chapter. Thank you so much, Gugu, for doing this. Eh?
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate your invitation.
Wow. So, all right. So stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. It is still the Weekend Chapter, and we still got a whole lot of top-notch Christian content.
You are listening to the Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.